Okay, we're moving on to nature versus nurture. I'm going to tell you some concepts now that are going to help you before I go into the behavioral disorders. The concept of nature versus nurture, if you were here for the parenting talk, was similar to the concept of when I talked about all the different influences on children's behavior, internal influences and external influences. And remember, the internal influences were biology, neurology, temperament, sort of inborn personality traits. The external influences were the culture, the family, the economy. Outside our sort of internal world and what impacts our behavior. Well, that's what I mean by nature versus nurture. You have a child, a human being, who comes into this world with certain hardwiring, which I refer to as the neurology, and certain biology. We have hormones, we have neurotransmitters, we have biochemistry that affects who we are, how we behave, what our personality is. Those are all internal factors. We have what we call temperament. All these are interrelated, but we have temperament. So someone might be high-spirited or intense or hyper, all these words we use, whereas someone else might be reserved and shy and more hesitant, not a child that's going to jump in the water. Well, take a child who isn't going to jump in the water and would rather stick his toe in or needs, you know, a lot of time to get used to the idea, and put him in a family with a father who says, you know, what's your problem? Get in the water, and kind of shoves him in. You've got nature and you've got nurture. You have a temperament, and then you've got the family you're born into and how they respond to who you are. So some of the children I see in my office and the symptomology or the escalation of symptomology, of the escalation of disordered behavior and outcries and defenses, some degree of the variance, some of that can be explained by the misfit, the nature-nurture misfit, the incongruency between who that child is and how the family or the school environment, whether it's a good fit, how they're responding to him. I can give you lots of little simple examples. You could have a shy child in a loud family. You could adopt a child who is a slow processor or has slow energy, and they're in a very type A family that's very high energy and high paced, and you can imagine the frustration they would feel with a child who's a dawdler or who's a daydreamer. Our toughest children to parent, our toughest employees to manage, our toughest aspects of our marriage are the parts of the other person that we're relating to that are so contrary to who we are that we just don't get it. We're like from different planets. And when you're parenting a child or teaching a child or tutoring a child that feels like they're like another planet, how do you make sense of it? How do you manage them? How do you work with them? How do you guide them? How do you have patience for them? So where my job steps in is I get to be that mediator. I get to help really embrace and see that human being. I'm more objective. I can really see them. And I can find language to convey to that teacher or that parent what I'm seeing and help them understand who this child is so they can quit yelling, screaming, getting mad, or maybe doing kinds of interventions with that child that are making it worse.